Jesse sat in his office with the gun permit file up on the computer screen. In Massachusetts, permits to carry handgun were issued by the local chief of police. The permits had to be renewed every 5 years. Firearm identification cards permitting the holder to keep a gun but not to carry one were issued once and good for the holder's lifetime. All the carry permits currently held, therefore, had been issued by Tom Carson. Some of the FIDs were much older. But only two had been issued prior to Carson's arrival 15 years before. No one had applied for a gun permit since Jesse had taken the job. Jesse got up, walked to his office door and opened it and spoke to Molly Crane, who was the dispatcher and ran the front desk. She was also the jail matron and the only female officer on the force. "Suitcase due in this morning?" Jesse said. "He's on shift," Molly said. 7 to 3. Want me to get him in here?" "When it's convenient. Thanks." Jesse went back into his office and looked at the list of gun permits some more. He looked at them for a long time with his lips pursed. Then he pushed the print button and watched as the sheets came silently from the laser printer. He was still watching them when Simpson knocked on his door and came in. "Hi, boss." "Close my door, suit, and then sit down." Simpson did as he was told. His shoulders looked tight. "You're not in trouble," Jesse said. "I just need some help, and you seem the right guy to give it." Simpson's shoulders relaxed. He put his hat on the edge of Jesse's desk and leaned back slightly in his chair. "Sure, Jesse. You know about the militia group in town?" "Freedom's Horsemen? Sure. Mr. Hathaway is the commander, I think. I never figured the name out, though, tell you the truth. There isn't a one of them can ride a damn horse."
"And you know most of the people in the group?"
"Oh, sure. Lived here all my life, Jesse. I know about everybody in town."
"That's why I figured you were the right one for this, Soup."
Jesse reached into the printer catch basket, took out the permit list, and handed it to Simpson. "Go through this list," Jesse said. "Check off the names that are also Freedom's Horsemen."
"Sure. You want me to do it right now?"
"Yes, please." Simpson took a ballpoint pen from the pocket of his uniform shirt and began to go slowly through the list. Jesse watched quietly. It took Simpson a long time to go through the 100 or so names on the list. When he finished, he handed the list over to Jesse and capped his pen and put it carefully back in his shirt pocket. Most of the names were checked.
"I don't know who a couple of these people are," Simpson said. "I put a question mark beside them, and a couple of people, I'm not sure if they're in the Horsemen or not, so I put 2 question marks next to them."
Jesse glanced over the list. There were only 12 unmarked names. "Most of them are horsemen," he said.
"Sure," Simpson said. "It's always the gun guys joining militia."
Jesse nodded. "Gun is probably a prerequisite," he said. "What I'm wondering is why so few non-horsemen have permits.
Most people are scared of guns."
Jesse didn't answer. He stared at the list for a time while Simpson sat and waited.
"How come you want to know this, Jesse?" Simpson asked finally.
"I just like to keep track, Suit. Militias have sometimes gotten a little hairy."
"Oh, hell, Jesse, you take a horseman too serious. I know most of them since I've been a little kid. They just like to shoot, hang around each other, drink beer after the meetings. Hell, lose one of the officers, for Christ's sake."
"You're probably right, Suit. What I would like is if you kept it to yourself, though. Be kind of embarrassing if Lou found out, or Mr. Hathaway, but I was checking them out."
"Oh, sure, Jesse, no sweat. I won't say a damn word."
"And the other thing, Suit, if you know anybody that tried to get a gun permit and couldn't, could you let me know his name?"
"That off the record, too, Jesse?"
"Yes."
"Okay," Simpson said, and his round pink face widened as he smiled. "Suitcase Simpson, undercover."